What is misophonia? Misophonia, a condition marked by an intense emotional response to specific sounds, represents more than a mere dislike or annoyance. It embodies a profound sound sensitivity where certain noises can trigger reactions ranging from discomfort to severe distress. This overview delves into the intricacies of misophonia, starting with its hallmark symptoms and the diverse array of sounds that can act as catalysts. It further explores the emotional and physiological responses that define the condition, laying the groundwork for understanding its diagnostic journey. By examining the underlying causes, including neurological underpinnings and environmental factors, we pave the way for discussing the daily challenges faced by those with misophonia. From its impact on personal relationships to its implications in professional settings, the ripple effects of this condition are far-reaching. Treatment options, from cognitive behavioral therapy to innovative sound therapies, offer a beacon of hope, highlighting the strides made in managing misophonia. Additionally, coping strategies and lifestyle adjustments underscore the proactive steps individuals can take to mitigate the condition's impact. This comprehensive exploration aims to inform and empower those affected by misophonia, illuminating the path towards understanding, management, and improved quality of life. What is misophonia? A comprehensive overview of sound sensitivity. Misophonia, or selective sound sensitivity syndrome, is characterized by intense emotional reactions to specific sounds. Trigger sounds often include everyday noises such as chewing, breathing, or tapping, which, while innocuous to others, can provoke significant distress in those with the condition. The emotional responses range from irritation to severe anxiety and anger, significantly impacting an individual's daily life. Misophonia's complexity extends beyond mere annoyance, suggesting deeper neurological and psychological underpinnings. Understanding this condition involves recognizing the triggers, the emotional and physiological responses they elicit, and the broader implications for those affected. As awareness grows, so does the pursuit of effective management strategies and treatments, offering hope to those navigating the challenges of misophonia. How is misophonia diagnosed? Diagnosing misophonia involves a multifaceted approach, as there is no single test to identify it. Initially, healthcare professionals assess symptoms and trigger sounds that elicit emotional reactions such as anxiety or anger. A detailed medical history is reviewed to rule out other conditions, while a behavioral assessment helps understand the impact on daily life. Diagnostic criteria focus on intense emotional responses to specific sounds, distinguishing misophonia from other auditory or psychological conditions. Through this comprehensive evaluation, practitioners aim to accurately identify misophonia, paving the way for tailored treatment strategies. Symptoms of misophonia. Symptoms of misophonia are primarily characterized by intense emotional and sometimes physical reactions to specific trigger sounds. These sounds, often mundane to others, can include chewing, typing, or breathing. Trigger sounds vary widely among individuals with misophonia. Common triggers are oral sounds, such as eating or yawning, and repetitive noises, such as tapping or clicking. The specificity and range of these triggers are key in identifying the condition. Emotional reactions. The emotional reactions to these sounds can range from mild annoyance to severe anger, anxiety, or panic. These involuntary reactions can significantly impair the individual's ability to function in various settings. Diagnostic criteria. For misophonia involve a detailed analysis of the individual's responses to trigger sounds, the impact on their daily life, and the exclusion of other auditory or psychological disorders. This criteria ensures a thorough and accurate diagnosis. Medical history. A comprehensive medical history review helps to rule out any underlying conditions that might mimic or exacerbate misophonia symptoms. This step is crucial for a clear diagnosis and effective treatment plan. Behavioral assessment is used to observe the individual's reactions in real or simulated environments. This assessment provides insight into the severity of the condition and guides the development of personalized management strategies. What causes misophonia? The exact causes of misophonia are not fully understood, but it is believed to involve complex interactions between neurological factors, brain connectivity, and auditory processing. These elements suggest that misophonia may stem from how the brain interprets and responds to certain sounds. Environmental factors and family history can also play a role, indicating a potential genetic component or learned response. Traumatic events have also been linked to the onset of misophonia in some cases, highlighting the condition's multifaceted nature. Understanding these causes is crucial for developing effective treatments and management strategies for those affected by misophonia. Neurological factors play a significant role in misophonia, suggesting that brain structure or function differences may contribute to the condition. These neurological aspects are crucial in understanding how the brain's response to certain sounds becomes atypical. Brain connectivity, particularly in emotional regulation and sound processing, is believed to be altered in individuals with misophonia. This altered connectivity may lead to the intense emotional reactions experienced in response to specific sounds. Auditory processing. Abnormalities may also contribute to misophonia. These could involve how sounds are perceived, interpreted, or emotionally tagged by the brain, leading to the disproportionate reactions that characterize the condition. Environmental factors. Such as exposure to certain sounds or stressful environments, can influence the development or severity of misophonia. These factors highlight the interaction between an individual's surroundings and susceptibility to the condition. Family history. A family history of misophonia or related conditions can suggest a genetic predisposition to developing misophonia. This genetic link underlines the importance of considering hereditary factors when assessing the condition. Traumatic events, or negative experiences associated with specific sounds may trigger the onset of misophonia. These events can leave a lasting impact, making certain sounds intolerable and leading to the development of the condition. How does misophonia affect daily life? Misophonia significantly impacts daily life, influencing emotional well-being, social interactions, and professional productivity. Individuals may experience heightened anxiety and anger in response to trigger sounds, leading to emotional distress that can permeate various aspects of life. Socially, misophonia can strain relationships and make public setting challenging, as avoidance of trigger sounds can limit participation in social activities. Professionally, the condition may present workplace challenges and productivity issues, as concentration can be severely disrupted by unavoidable sounds. The pervasive nature of misophonia underscores the importance of understanding and addressing its effects to improve the quality of life for those affected. Emotional impact. The emotional impact of misophonia is profound, with individuals experiencing intense feelings of anxiety and anger in response to specific sounds. These emotional responses can significantly affect one's mood and overall mental health. Anxiety is a common response to trigger sounds in misophonia, leading to heightened stress levels and an overwhelming sense of unease that can pervade daily activities and interactions. Anger is another potent emotional response elicited by trigger sounds, often resulting in intense irritation or rage. This reaction can strain personal relationships and impede social harmony. Social impact. Misophonia's social impact is notable, as it can severely strain relationships and complicate interactions in public settings. Avoiding trigger sounds may lead to social withdrawal or avoidance behaviors. Relationships can be particularly affected, with loved ones and close associates sometimes struggling to understand or accommodate the individual's sensitivity to sounds, potentially leading to conflicts and misunderstandings. Public settings. Navigating public settings can be challenging for individuals with misophonia, as these environments often contain unavoidable trigger sounds, making social engagements and public activities stressful. Professional impact. Misophonia also has a professional impact, presenting workplace challenges and productivity issues. The presence of trigger sounds in the work environment can disrupt concentration and reduce efficiency, affecting job performance and satisfaction. Workplace challenges. Workplace challenges include dealing with unavoidable noises from colleagues or office equipment, creating a hostile or uncomfortable work environment for those with misophonia. Productivity issues. Productivity issues arise as individuals struggle to maintain focus and efficiency in the presence of trigger sounds, potentially compromising work quality and output. What treatments are available for misophonia? Several treatment options are available for misophonia, aiming to reduce symptoms and improve quality of life. Cognitive Behavioral Therapy, CBT, is widely used, focusing on changing negative thoughts and behaviors associated with trigger sounds. Exposure therapy gradually introduces the individual to trigger sounds in a controlled environment to desensitize their reactions. Relaxation techniques and sound therapy, including white noise and sound masking devices, help manage immediate responses to triggers. Additionally, medications such as antidepressants and anti-anxiety medication may be prescribed to alleviate severe symptoms. These treatments, often combined, are tailored to meet the individual's specific needs and circumstances, highlighting the importance of a personalized approach in managing misophonia. Cognitive Behavioral Therapy, CBT. Cognitive Behavioral Therapy, CBT, is a cornerstone treatment for misophonia, focusing on modifying negative thoughts and behaviors triggered by specific sounds. It aims to help individuals develop coping strategies to manage their reactions. Clinical Hypnotherapy, Hypnosis. Misophonia often stems from a conditioned neurological response that wires the brain to have an extreme reaction to certain sounds. This is typically rooted in some past negative experiences that led to relating the trigger sound with danger or distress. Hypnosis may be able to rewire the neural connections underlying misophonia by accessing the subconscious mind where those original associations were created. Through visualization, relaxation techniques, cognitive reframing of auditory stimuli, and post-hypnotic suggestions, the aim is to replace conditioned reflexive anger and anxiety with more neutral or calm responses. Essentially, hypnosis can aid in forming new associations between previously aggravating sounds and more constructive emotions and behaviors. Additionally, by inducing deep relaxation and lowering stress, hypnosis directly targets the anxiety component common in misophonia cases. Since irritation, rage, discomfort, and other negative feelings often accompany and exacerbate underlying anxiety, dampening the anxiety response also diffuses accompanying emotional reactions. Self-hypnosis strategies focused on triggered relaxation can be valuable coping tools for expected encounters with problem noises. Hypnotic techniques essentially strive to shift the perception of the sound from grating, unbearable to tolerable. Bypassing critical thinking in a highly receptive hypnosis session may morph how triggering sounds get processed in the brain and thus alter subsequent physiological, cognitive and emotional responses. The clinical hypnotherapist's targeted suggestions can guide new speech and thought patterns. Boosting confidence in one's capability to self-regulate reactions is another benefit. Rehearsing this emotion regulation while in a trance can make it more automatic in real-life situations. This increased coping self-efficacy empowers individuals to better manage their misophonia, reducing related distress and conflict. In summary, hypnosis can restructure conditioned reflexes, minimize anxiety responses, reframe perceptual distortion of sounds, and strengthen self-regulation skills. With a customized hypnotic approach, those suffering from misophonia may finally experience some relief. Exposure therapy. Exposure therapy involves gradual, controlled exposure to trigger sounds, aiming to reduce sensitivity and emotional responses over time. It's a desensitization process, helping individuals tolerate sounds with less distress. Relaxation techniques. Relaxation techniques, such as deep breathing, meditation, and progressive muscle relaxation, manage the immediate stress response to trigger sounds. These techniques can aid in reducing overall anxiety and improving emotional regulation. Sound therapy. Sound therapy utilizes background noise or music to reduce the perception of trigger sounds. It can help mask or distract from the distressing sounds, making them less intrusive. White noise. White noise. Machines or apps produce a consistent, soothing sound that can mask trigger noises. They are particularly useful in creating a more controlled auditory environment, especially in settings where trigger sounds are common. Sound masking devices. Sound masking devices are specialized tools that emit sounds specifically designed to cover up or mask trigger sounds. They can be customized to the individual's needs, offering a portable solution for managing misophonia. Medication. While there are no medications specifically approved for misophonia, medication can be prescribed to address severe symptoms, such as heightened anxiety or depression, related to the condition. Antidepressants. Antidepressants may be recommended to help manage symptoms of depression or anxiety that often accompany misophonia. They can play a role in overall treatment plans, especially when emotional distress is significant. Anti-anxiety medication. Anti-anxiety medication can provide relief for intense anxiety triggered by specific sounds. Depending on the individual's situation, these medications are typically used short-term or as needed. How can individuals manage misophonia in daily life? Managing misophonia in daily life involves a combination of coping strategies, lifestyle changes, and building a supportive community. Individuals can employ mindfulness techniques and use earplugs to mitigate the impact of trigger sounds. Lifestyle changes such as improving sleep hygiene and diet can also be crucial in managing the condition by reducing overall stress levels. Additionally, seeking support through online forums and support groups can provide a sense of community and shared understanding, offering practical advice and emotional support. When personalized and consistently applied, these strategies can significantly enhance the quality of life for those living with misophonia. Coping strategies. Coping strategies are essential for managing misophonia, including techniques to reduce the intensity of emotional responses to trigger sounds. These strategies can significantly improve daily functioning and emotional well-being. Mindfulness. Mindfulness practices, such as meditation and focused breathing, can help individuals remain present and reduce the stress associated with trigger sounds. These techniques foster a sense of calm and control. Earplugs. Using earplugs or noise-canceling headphones can effectively block out trigger sounds, especially in unavoidable or unpredictable environments, providing immediate relief. Lifestyle changes. Lifestyle changes that promote overall health and stress reduction can positively impact managing misophonia. This includes regular physical activity, a balanced diet, and ensuring adequate rest. Sleep hygiene. Improving sleep hygiene by establishing a regular sleep schedule and creating a restful environment can enhance sleep quality, reducing overall sensitivity to trigger sounds. Diet. A balanced diet. Limiting caffeine and sugar intake can help regulate energy levels and mood, potentially mitigating the intensity of reactions that trigger sounds. Support systems. Building a strong support system through relationships with family, friends, and professionals can provide emotional support and understanding, which is crucial for coping with misophonia. Online forums. Online forums and social media groups dedicated to misophonia can offer a platform for sharing experiences, advice, and coping strategies, fostering community and belonging. Support groups. Participating in support groups, whether online or in person, allows individuals to connect with others who understand the challenges of misophonia, providing mutual support and encouragement. What ongoing research is there about misophonia? Ongoing research on misophonia is delving into various aspects of the condition, including its neurological underpinnings, brain imaging, and potential genetic links. Studies focusing on neurological studies aim to unravel the complex brain mechanisms and pathways involved in the exaggerated response to specific sounds. Brain imaging research explores the structural and functional differences in the brains of those with misophonia, providing insights into how the condition affects auditory processing and emotional regulation. Additionally, investigations into genetic links seek to determine if misophonia has a hereditary component, which could lead to more targeted approaches in treatment and management. Research on treatment efficacy is also critical, examining the effectiveness of current therapies and developing new intervention strategies. This body of work is crucial for advancing our understanding of misophonia, improving diagnostic criteria, and enhancing treatment outcomes for those affected. Neurological studies are at the forefront of misophonia research, aiming to uncover the intricate brain functions and pathways contributing to the condition. These studies are essential for understanding the neurological basis of misophonia. Brain imaging. Research employs advanced techniques like MRI to observe structural and functional differences in the brains of individuals with misophonia. This research is pivotal in identifying how misophonia affects auditory processing and emotional responses. Genetic links. Investigations into genetic links explore the possibility of a hereditary component to misophonia. Identifying genetic factors could lead to more personalized treatment approaches and a deeper understanding of the condition's origins. Treatment efficacy studies. Assess the effectiveness of existing treatments for misophonia and explore the potential for new therapeutic approaches. These studies are crucial for improving the quality of care for individuals with misophonia. Long-term outcomes. Research on long-term outcomes seeks to understand the progression of misophonia over time and its impact on individuals' lives. This research is vital for developing long-term management strategies and support systems. New therapies. Exploration of new therapies focuses on developing innovative treatments that target the specific mechanisms of misophonia. This research holds promise for more effective management and, potentially, a cure for misophonia. Frequently asked questions: what is the best way to explain misophonia? Misophonia is when common sounds trigger intense reactions in you. Chewing or yawning can cause distress, impacting your life negatively. Coping strategies and treatment options exist, but public awareness is key to understanding this condition. What is the root cause of misophonia? You're asking about the root cause of misophonia. It's not entirely clear, but factors like genetic predisposition, parental influence, neurological basis, emotional trauma, and sensory processing disorder could all play roles in its development. Is misophonia a mental illness? No, misophonia isn't classified as a mental illness. It's a sound sensitivity disorder, with triggers leading to intense emotional responses. Its neurological aspects are still under study. Coping strategies and treatment options are available to manage symptoms. Is misophonia a sound sensitivity? Misophonia is a sound sensitivity that causes strong reactions to specific sounds. It can impact relationships and society, with children not exempt. Treatments and coping strategies, though limited, are being explored to help those affected.